Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is but only one story in the Bible. That story is the history of our salvation. And in order to understand the story, we must go back. Way back to where it all began. The story of salvation does not begin with the incarnation of Jesus Christ, although everything leads up to it and everything that follows the incarnation. This year, like many years, we see the story, and we see the story couched this year in Jesse's tree. The story of Jesus, the story of Israel, the story of David, it's all a story about us as well. It is part and parcel of our story. You look around and you see a tree growing, a pine or an oak, but yet all of the mightiest of trees in nature begin as the smallest of seeds, and the world doesn't seem to ever take notice of small things. It only encounters the great. But our story begins, and it begins very, very small, back at a tree, Jesse's tree. God created the world. And in creating the world, he called it good. That Hebrew word is tov. I really like it, mostly because it's one of the few Hebrew words I can remember. But it was good. It was tov. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and it was good. It was tov. The panorama of history are encompassed in those small words. We also know the crown of creation came on the sixth day when God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them, and it was tov ma'ov. It was very good. Creation, including the human race, was not an accident. It was not some chance. We were not seeded by an alien race. Although God is alien of us, he is extranos, outside of us, outside of the created order. But mankind was an intentional act of the eternal God. And again, God saw what he made, and again, he called it good. And we lived in harmony with our Creator. Lived in harmony and peace with nature and with each other, and it was good. Sin and its ugly consequences were unknown into the world. Death was unknown in this world, and so many has dreamed again of living in some sort of a utopian society created by man's hands, but only God can create which is truly good. Only God can create for us a true Eden. Eden was a paradise known, but it was not the last. We can see that by looking around. We can look into the mirrors every once in a while. And see the brokenness and see the sin and see the hatred and the war and the despair and the hopelessness that has come upon mankind. In other words, we bear witness to the loss of the Garden of Eden. And we know the story. The serpent tempted the woman and her husband stood by watching the whole time. And when he ate with her the fruit of the tree, the only tree they were forbidden not to eat from, sin entered into their world. And their initial sin was not so much the eating of the fruit, the physical eating. Rather, it was the choosing of listening to a different source of wisdom. Of rejecting the Creator's direction, of doubting the Word of God. Eat of it, and you will die. But what does the Creator do with those that sin against him? Does he reject them? Does he leave them without hope? Does he leave them without redemption? Such is not the true nature of God. God is love. And in love, God reached out to Adam and Eve, and he reached out to all of their descendants in love. He created the man and the woman. He would not leave them without a way of redemption. The price that God paid for this pattern of redemption, a price God knew that he would pay, and only he had the power to pay it. As King James Version puts it, a lamb slain from the foundation of the world, Revelation 13:8. Sin brings death. Yet from death springs life. Through Adam and Eve and all subsequent generations have borne the curse and yet our loving Creator has deemed not to desert us. He has done even more than not deserted us. He has joined us unto himself. Here the promised salvation is given immediately after the first sin. God says unto the serpent, I will put enmity between you and between the woman, between your offspring and her offspring, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. The word for offspring here is seed. Here the love of God shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And yet the seed would not be the seed of a man, but the seed of a woman. Jesse's tree begins with a seed present and yet already dormant within Eve. In love, God would remember his promise to every generation of fallen humanity. And in the fullness of time, God brought forth from the womb the daughter of Eve, Mother Mary, that promised seed that would spring and grow. It was the seed of the woman promised at the fall. From her womb comes forth the Creator himself, joined to his creation through the God-man Jesus Christ. Here is our promised Redeemer. All that was lost in Adam was restored in this seed of the woman. Here we find Christ the Messiah. Here we find the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Here we find that one perfect sacrifice promised from the foundation of the world, that this is Jesus Christ, the Son of Man and the Son of God, to this new Adam who bears the sins of the old world. From Adam, from the tree of Eden, came death to all humanity, but from the tree of Calvary comes life for all. This is Christ of Easter, the Christ of our redemption, who has reversed the curse over all of creation. This is the Lamb to whom you and I have been baptized in the waters of baptism, to give a share in his death, and by there we're also given a share in his resurrection. This is the Lamb of God, the body and blood who has sustained us throughout all of our days. This is Jesus, the seed of the tree. And through him, Eden is not lost, but restored and given to us. In Jesus' name, amen.